Hello and welcome to our ninth and last call. Oh my goodness, what a journey this has been. Diving deeper into energy and how it works. I love this. And I'm just so grateful for you that you've participated in this with me. Thank you. Okay, so today's call is going to flow like this. We're going to set our intention for this program and this call. And then we'll recap our insight into the power within you and what that means. And then we'll experience a new meditation to infuse your day and or life with the healing circle of love with the angels. And then we'll recap. Okay, so first we solidify the intention for this program. We've come together to learn how to bring our heart and brain into coherence to feel safe. We're here to heal and rewrite neural pathways of belief, freeing us from the pain of the past. We're here to raise our vibration to that of the limitless love of the greater consciousness of the divinity within, and to create and live our lives from this love vibration, no matter what's going on around us. And our intention for this call is to solidify what you've learned and open the way for any questions that may have been lingering. And together we set our intention. So just close your eyes and take a deep cleansing breath. And just exhale fully, pushing out all that stagnant air that may be hanging out there. And take another really deep breath. And while your eyes are still closed, we set our intention as we focus on feeling that breath coming into and exhaling out of your body. And just listen carefully to my voice and feel the energy of my words as you breathe into this intention. As a collective, we come together with deliberate effort and focused attention to expand our awareness, to understand how to better use our power, to learn and follow through with action steps to improve our lives and fulfill our dreams, syncing with the greater consciousness as one with the divinity within. Empowered and fearless. And now with your eyes still closed, just focus for a moment on your heart. And now shift your focus to gratitude. And just immerse yourself in gratitude for the blessings in your life. Now just follow those blessings to more. More love, more joy, more happiness. Opening your heart to all the possibilities of your human experience. Accepting and embracing that you are truly limitless. Infinite Spirit, in deepest gratitude, we thank you for all that's ours by divine right, having reached us now, under grace, in miraculous ways. And we ask, dearest angels, surround us with your diamond steel force field shield filled with strength, stamina, and healing energy that deflects negativity in all directions of time and protects us from all viruses. We are safe. In deepest gratitude, we thank you. Okay, it's springtime here in the Ozarks, and whatever is in the air is just kind of sucking out my voice. So I'm going to do my best to enunciate so that the recording is good, that you can hear me. Okay, so let's dive in. All right, throughout our time together, we've explored the power within us and feeling safe. We've looked deeply at survival mode as the uncomfortable state of being that it is, and fleshed out how to overcome it and how to stop embracing it like a long-lost friend. We've thoroughly explored the superpowers of acceptance, intention, visioning, forgiveness, and gratitude. We've learned methods to quiet our mind from the rush of everyday thoughts, and just how powerful it is to infuse people and situations with love of the highest order. We've learned that being worried, anxious, frustrated, overwhelmed, and stressed out while trying to improve our lives is in essence, stepping on the gas pedal while stepping on the brake at the same time. It's clear that those emotions and feelings put a screeching halt to improving our lives. And we've observed all of these facets of our lives from different angles and perspectives. So today we recap, pulling everything into perspective together one last time. But before we do that, I want to tell you something. As you know, I'm an oversharer. I'm human just like you are, and I create my life through me, just like you do. And there have been times in my life that I didn't set my intention for something I wanted to experience simply because I didn't believe I could have what I wanted. I believed with deep sincerity that I wasn't good enough. My thought process was, if I didn't set an intention to have something that I really wanted, I wouldn't be disappointed when I didn't get it. Talk about self-defeating, self-sabotage. Well, I don't think like that anymore. And I've rewritten that neural pathway of belief. I now firmly believe that I can be, do, and have what brings my heart joy. And I want you to know, to truly know, and accept that no matter what it is that your heart dares to dream of, it's already yours in your field of potentiality. And you are good enough to be, do, and have this dream. You're good enough to have that dream as the experience of your physical life. Whatever it is that brings your heart joy, it's already yours. And remember, no matter what you have or have not done in your life, no matter what you've experienced in the past, this is a new day. And as we've discussed before, when we're born, we're the true vibration of love. We're babies that hold no fear. We're love incarnate. Our energetic vibration is the same as our field of potentiality, that realm of perfect ideas, that quantum field. The energetic vibration is the frequency of love. And we match, but we're babies. So there's really no manifesting from that state. And then as we grow up, fear gets involved and we become collateral damage of the actions of adults. And the doors open to judging ourselves as too thin, too fat, too ugly, too pretty, too sensitive, too loud, not good enough in some way. And we feel shame and guilt and betrayal and abandonment. And it all hurts. And since we're children and we don't know what to do with all this pain, we bury it in our subconscious and we just keep going till something happens that triggers that pain we buried. And there it is, hurting all over again, proving that we're not good enough, and just how painful life is. And here we are now, together, relearning and embracing the truth that we are love incarnate. We are good enough. We are deserving. And we heal and transform that pain of the past to love, and we set ourselves free. Free to be the love that is our essence, It's safe to be the love that is our essence. We don't have to hide it anymore. We can embrace it. We can embrace that love that we are and be love. It's safe. And through that shift, that full immersion into the love that is our essence, we're once again in alignment with the vibration of the energy of our field of potentiality, that realm of perfect ideas, that quantum field, where we are as one with that divinity within, coming full circle back to that love that is our essence. And as a collective, we counterbalance negativity in a far greater way than the negativity counterbalances our light. And the light prevails. The darkness cannot exist in the light, and the reality of our life experience changes. The world changes. One brilliant spiritual light at a time. You know, my brain always kind of thinks of stuff that well, Fred would always just sit there and look at me like I'd lost my mind. But it thinks of stuff. Like, with so much darkness in the world, how was the light really coming in? And then when I learned about the map of consciousness and how, when we're at that frequency of love, how it counterbalances the darkness, then it started making sense. Because, you know, as we had discussed in other classes, when the pandemic, or before the pandemic hit, when there'd be a tragedy in the world, you know, we would pray for all those people that were affected. And then when the pandemic hit, it was a worldwide event. And we prayed for everyone. The entire world brought in all that light, that love. Now, was there fear? Of course, yes, there absolutely was, and it was rampant. But if it's really true that one person in the love vibration can counterbalance a million people, I think it was 10 million people, in courage or below, in the fear energy, then it makes sense, doesn't it? The light has come in. It's here, and it's not going anywhere. The light's come in, and it sticks to everything. This kind of reminds me of when I make meatloaf. I know you're thinking, how in the world? Well, halfway through the cooking time, I put a brown sugar and ketchup sauce on top. And when it's fully cooked, this sauce is sticky goo, and it is so good. But I get it all over me. It never fails. It's like you get it in one spot. Next thing you know, it's in 10. Well, the light's like my sticky brown sugar sauce. It sticks to everything, and that's really good. So once you have a prevalent experience of love energy, of empowerment, like reading Florence's teachings, like this program, you never want to go back to doubting and questioning everything. You want to stand with strength and stamina, fully confident of who you are and the power within you. But it takes practice. Just like it took practice to swim in the less than pool, that less than love, less than good enough, drowning in fear, yet never physically dying. All that took practice to get really good at creating things you don't like as your reality. Well, vibrating in the love energy takes practice too, but it is doable. No matter what your life looks like right now, you have the power within you to improve it. And to do that, your happiness comes first. No more, "I'll be happy when I have more money." No more, "I'll be happy when I move." No more, "when I get a better job," or "when I get a job," if you don't have one. No more, "when I find my life partner, I'll be happy." No more of all that. Nope. Those days of believing that you have to have what's going to make you happy to be happy, those ways of believing are over. The happiness comes first, and the universe responds, matching to you all the details you need to be happy. And it doesn't take years. No, when we immerse ourselves in happiness, when we become the state of being grateful, fully immersed in gratitude, our life flows. Good things miraculously appear as the experience of our life, just like magic. Now, I think I've mentioned this before in this program, that 2 years ago, I was actively doing this exact thing. I was in a terrible relationship. Our house was animosity central, and it was draining the life out of me. And my body wasn't doing so well. And I knew if I didn't change something, my body was going to fully rebel. And I asked my angels what to do because I felt helpless and trapped. And the angels told me I needed to be happy no matter what was going on around me. And well, that was a tall order because what was around me was pretty awful. But I did what they told me. I consciously chose to be happy. I would sit and vision my life being better, happier, fulfilled. I would go to my happy place in my mind, and then within a few months, all the things I needed to make that happy place away from him a reality, all of that came to me. Money came to me. A new place to live fell in my lap. Help to get there came without asking because it was 1,000 miles away. I had to get there. And then at 61, I started my life over. I did not see that happening. I was going to live out the rest of my days in Colorado. That's one of those best laid plans that goes awry. But did it? I moved and more things fell into my lap. And I keep choosing to be happy. Challenges still pop up because I live in a human body. But I know what to do with them. I know not to go into fear. I know to consciously choose how I want to feel about the challenge. And the quicker I can get out of that fear energy, the quicker the universe mirrors back to me solutions. And the same will work for you. Today, you understand. You choose to be happy now, today, in this moment, no matter what your life looks like, and when there's no change in sight, like I do, like I did. You understand that. You know what that means. You know what that looks like. We know that when we fully immerse ourselves into the love vibration of gratitude, fully immersing ourselves into the new state of being on the inside, the universe begins to mirror that vibration back to us. That love vibration mirrors back to us as a life experience. And those, it could be many life experiences, and it could be material things, relationships, miraculous experiences that we don't have the brain capacity to orchestrate. But there it is, a higher outcome right there, a new external life that mirrors our happiness within because we consciously chose to be happy when there was no sign of happiness in sight. We are master creators. You are a powerful master creator. Are you practicing your skills, using your action steps and empowerment support tools daily? Are you writing in your daily journal pages? Daily? Are you? There's no doubt about it, writing in your daily journal pages daily, writing daily, changes things. It changes your energy. It changes your perspective on life. Writing shows you where you're using your power and where you aren't. And it opens the way for you to use it now. Because it's never too late to transform pain of what happened earlier today to love by infusing the people and situations with love. We now know that the love sets you free to experience a higher outcome. Love sets you free. It sets you free. Okay, I'm going to say that one more time. Love energy sets you free. I was drawing on some rocks over the weekend. And I had the TV on, and it was not on Quigley Down Under because Magic was asleep. And in this show that I had on, a New Age teacher was murdered. And the main character of the show, they were making fun of positive thinking and love energy. And all I could think about is how sad a life like that would be. To believe that to have a better life, you have to just work harder. Continuing to feel alone. Separated, lost, questioning everything, not knowing who you are or how powerful you are. That foundation of your life full of holes that you could fall into at any moment. Not understanding that the feelings, emotions, and thoughts within you create your reality. And awareness of those feelings, emotions, and thoughts is key to being able to create something better. It's not the hard work. If you're going to work hard at maintaining a love vibration. That's where the hard work needs to be until it's not work anymore. We've explored at length survival mode, what it is and what to do to get out of it, to remove that shrink wrap of energy from around your body. Breathing into and replenishing the energy within your body. Bringing your body into alignment. Quieting the rampant thunderstorm of thoughts in your mind to once again experience clarity of thought. And therein lies your power. Return to you is the ability to consciously choose the energy you wish to feel and the thoughts you want to think. Return to you is the ability to feel that movement of energy within you, that elevation to gratitude, to that elevation to love of the highest order, and to feel that rush of pleasure sweeping through your body. And you get to structure your thought, the thought of what you want, and to feel the elation, the ecstasy, of being, doing, and having what you want. You can feel it. It's not some far-off mystery. It's not something locked away that you can't have. It's available to you right now. Right now. And your body is so subjective. With eyes closed, immersing yourself into the vision of what you want is real. You can feel it. And your energy expands out. Your energy broadcasts brilliant love energy out to the universe, and the universe mirrors back to you experiences of that same love energy. It's the same thing if you're in fear. Same thing. Broadcasts out, mirrors back, whatever your vibration is. But we know the pain of the past no longer serves. The pain is an anchor, and it keeps you stuck. The past is the past, and it's over. And we have to forgive what we've been holding in unforgiveness to be free. It's time to write a new story, a new narrative of your life. What does the life you want to live look like? What does it feel like? It's safe to get clarity on what you really want. Do you have your non-negotiable routine in place to support you to create and live your new life? Remember, nothing changes when nothing changes. And you can easily fall back into old routines, thinking about problems when you wake up, instead of love energy and infusing your day with love, forgetting to set your intention, forgetting to immerse yourself in gratitude several times each day. It's easy to forget to do those things until they're our normal routine. You have all the power. You can consciously choose to be who you want to be, or you can allow your energy to default to whatever is still the dominant energy of your subconscious. And I'll be the first to acknowledge that life happens. The best laid plans get changed. But when we've rewritten those negative, painful pathways of belief that don't serve us, when we believe we're good enough to be, do, and have what we want, and we practice full immersion into the vibration of gratitude daily, several times each day, the dominant energy of your subconscious raises, and it raises, and it raises. And the more you practice your skills, till the dominant energy of your subconscious is love. And then when life has a hiccup and you get interrupted before you consciously choose your energy for the day, your subconscious default is higher. It's higher. And it's easier to get your day under control and slide back into the gratitude vibration. Gratitude is your superpower. It's free and it's yours. No one can take it from you, but you can miss out on the benefits of it when you don't use it. Accepting what your life is isn't giving up. Acceptance is empowerment. Acceptance stops the internal battle within you and opens the way to gain clarity of thought and to consciously choose what you truly want. Consciously choosing is your superpower. It's free and it's powerful when you use it. Consciously choosing who you want to be and the energy you want to feel now, when there's no sign of your life improving. When you do that, it changes everything. Consciously choosing and being the higher vibration of love, being the state of gratitude, opens the way for you to not only intellectually know that you're safe, but to feel safe. Like resting in the palm of God. knowing that the greater consciousness has your back, knowing that you are good enough and you have the skills to improve your life. You understand that forgiveness of the past rewrites those neural pathways of belief that you're not good enough. You've experienced infusing other people and situations with love, and that's opened the way for your higher outcome to spontaneously manifest. And with this opening, you have clarity of thought. And when you close your eyes, you can vision yourself fully immersed into experiencing your new life. You can think greater than you were feeling because you shifted the feeling. You shifted the feeling to something greater. You can feel it. You felt the presence within, the empowerment, the limitless possibility. And your new life is yours for the making. What do you want? And a really great way to open the way for clarity is to infuse your day and your life with love, that love of the highest order. And that's one of the sections in the Daily Journal pages. To infuse your day or your life, or both, with love. And that's what we'll do in today's new meditation. Our meditation today infuses love into your day or your life. So I believe the volume's good on this. So I'm just going to get that started. And we begin by quieting our minds. So just place your feet flat on the floor, and with your hands gently in your lap, close your eyes. And focus your attention on your heart. And now shift your focus to gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. Angelic guardians of the heavens and the earth, surround us now with the most powerful magnetic force in the universe, love. And just take my hand and that of an angel, and together we form our healing circle of love. Jesus and Archangel Michael, warrior of light, join us and stand behind you, literally having your back. And together we hold the safe, sacred space to shift from fear energy, from all remnants of fear energy, to the highest vibration of love. Whisper through the breath of God, I'm willing to release what no longer serves me. And now breathe deeply and place in the center of the circle the less than love energy that you've been holding on to. Anger, resentment, stress, overwhelm, fear in all forms. Just place it in the center of the circle. And the love mist swirls around what no longer serves you, transforming it to light. And now with a deep breath, from our heart to yours, the angels and I infuse you with love, and this love flows and grows as one. The love flows from one to the other, and the love swirls throughout our circle as a mist of love, swirling with light. Breathe it in and breathe into your heart space. Reconnect with the love that is your essence. As one with the greater consciousness. Breathe in the swirling mist of light, of love, as one with all that is, as one with God. This is your safe space of love, where you are free from fear, fearless, worry-free, safe, resting in the palm of God. This is our healing circle of love, and we come together as one with the set intention to create a higher outcome. And now place into the center of the circle your day or your life with the intention of creating the highest outcome. And now the angels and I join you to infuse your day, your life, with all the love of our hearts. And now place into the center of the circle any people involved. And the angels and I join you, and sincerely from our hearts, we infuse this person or people with love. Now the aspect of you that has been struggling walks into the center of our circle. And the angels and I infuse you with love, love of the highest order, holding you safe, shielding you from all negativity, raising your vibration to that of infinite love, love of the divinity. You are one. In deepest gratitude, this aspect of you rejoins the circle, fully healed, free, and empowered. The higher outcome is anchored. And so it is. And now we ground into this love energy, anchoring this intention to create the highest outcome in all directions of time. So just see roots extending from your feet down into Mother Earth, down through the soils, to that healing love light at her center, where the roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you. And with a deep breath, just pull that healing love energy of Mother Earth back up through the roots, and bring all that love back with you, up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, so let's recap. Today we reviewed the insight and skills we've been discussing these past 8 weeks and how vitally important it is to implement these skills daily. And all of them are simple. Each of our meditations throughout this program have opened the way for shifting your internal energy to a higher vibration of love. But you have to use them for them to work. You have to continue your non-negotiable routine to sustain the love energy and consistently improve your life. Will you write in your daily journal pages? Set your daily intentions. Use your chaos flush when you need it, and forgive what's been unforgiven when it reveals itself to you. And consciously choose to be the love vibration, immersing yourself in gratitude. Will you? If you need additional support, the Empowerment Implementation Intensive begins next week on Wednesday. Is it Wednesday? No, it's Thursday. Thursday. The implementation course will be much more interactive, physically discussing energy together, setting intentions, and being accountable to using your power, but all in a gentle love way, because that's how we do things. No beating yourself up if you didn't do something, but always learning how to be better for ourselves. You have empowerment support tools. If you're not joining me for the Empowerment Intensive, be accountable to yourself. Continue this momentum yourself, using your tools, implementing action steps, becoming more aware of your own internal energy so you can course correct to the love energy when your energy dips. Use those tools so that you can sustain that love energy. And I would really love it if you could email me the benefits that you have received from this program. I would really love that and be able to share that with others so that they can make a decision on this program if they want to do it or not. I just want to thank you for being a part of this program and joining me for this exciting journey. Okay, so this completes our call.